being that you just moved out here by yourself, no family, no ties.
Nothing.
Talk about just that adjustment, because Parisian culture versus American culture is two very different cultures.
Totally different, literally. Okay, so it was hard to make friends, and it's still hard to make friends, and I keep my circle very, very small. But I'm glad that I have my cousin with me in LA that
Oh,
just moved
nice.
here. So she kind of like really holds it down for me. And she's the one that I really talk to about everything. And then, you know, obviously you have certain friends for certain things. Like I just learned those boundaries because I'm really like a giving person. So I would just like, you know, I would tell my whole life, like first day I meet you, I used to be like that. And then I just learned like the hard way that it doesn't work like that out here. Like you
Man.
gotta be really careful about like what you say and who you're with and who you're around and stuff. So I just started to move differently and kind of learn from my mistakes.
Yeah.
And now I just keep my circle very small.
Yeah.
I have to. What's up, y'all? It's Licia. You might have seen some of my work styling SARS, Ashake, and YG recently. Nyla, we need to talk.
What's going on, guys? Nyla Simone here with another episode of We Need to Talk. And today I have a very special guest in the building. My girl Lee is here. How are you?
I'm amazing, Nyla. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm so glad we
Yeah.
finally can make this happen.
Finally, enough.
I see you a lot in passing, working with different people or even at parties, but I'm
Yeah,
glad we finally get to
I've
chop it
been
up.
outside literally lately. I
She
can't
said,
lie.
yeah, I'm outside.
A
I'm
little bit
outside.
lately, you know.
Are you tired? Because I know it's been a crazy year between Grammys and Super Bowl, and now it's what is
It's
it?
All Star.
All-Star
Yeah.
weekend. How are you?
Well, I feel kind of exhausted. Like it was a lot of work, like in a short amount of time. But at the end of the day, I'm so happy that I got to work like on these projects, because it was on my vision board already since like December for my just 2024 year. So I'm glad that I got this already lined up so early, you know.
Checking
So
things
happy.
off.
Exactly. Already, like January is already checked.
As you said, so for those who don't know, Lee is a very poppin' stylist out here. She styles a lot of your favorite celebrities like Cali, Ashake, Gunna, the
No, not Gunna. It was SARS actually, but Gunna was
SARS.
also on a music video.
Okay, yes.
I did Joey Badass. I worked in Cardi's styling team. Lil Nas X with Bloody. Burna Boy with Ella as well. Like,
Oh,
I just
yeah.
worked in a lot of different styling teams. And yeah, I really just did like Ashake SARS lately. Ira Star too with my girl for the Grammys. It was amazing. Love them. Yeah, love them all.
So talk to me about just getting into styling in general and like how you kind of made your name.
So I was working in like sell advising in Paris a lot. Like I was just networking in Paris during fashion weeks and stuff. And then I was like, well, hold on, American people are like so cool compared to Paris. I need to like see what is this about. So I never been to the US, mind you, before. So first time ever I came here was like 2 years ago, and I just came like with no plans, just moved here from Paris.
Is this pandemic or after pandemic?
That was after pandemic. That was
Okay.
like 2021 through two, actually,
Okay.
2022. Yeah, so I moved here and then I just started like building my network, reaching out to all the different styling teams and stuff. And I really got close with this assistant that was working in Cardi B styling team. And they just gave me my chance that day. And since then, I just kept like working with different styling teams, assisting a lot and stuff. And then I started really building my own thing and doing my own styling on celebrities. Like that was like a year and a half ago. I'm
That's
so
pretty
happy.
fast. Wait, so talk to me about what you were doing in Paris. Is it the same thing you were doing in Paris you're doing over here, or was it different?
So I was really just working for houses, like sell advising, like
Okay.
connecting celebrities and stuff. Like I was doing Balenciaga, Prada, Dior. I did even Sephora. Like I did a lot of sell advising for like 2 years, like just back to back to back, just stacking my money up and getting ready to move also.
Yeah.
And I just built my network out there, you know.
So, what drew you to fashion? You know, like, how did you end up falling into that
I
career?
just always loved it. Like, I already studied fashion when I was like 17, 18, 19. Like, you know, in high school and stuff, I just always wanted to be in that field. So, yeah,
Did you
loved
go
it.
to school for it, like an art school? Oh, you
Yeah,
did.
yeah, yeah. So I got graduated and then I had 3 years of, it's called bachelor. I don't know if you guys have it here too. It's like just under the master.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah,
we had that. So
that.
you got it bachelor's in
Fashion.
fashion.
Yeah.
Nice.
Love
Okay,
it.
okay. And then like as a kid, talk to me about your style because it kind of takes time to develop your own like your style
Bro,
versus styling other
when I
people.
was younger, like I was following all the trends, like even the worst. I'm talking about, you know, the Galaxy leggings, like those stuff. I was wearing it all, like all the like ugly trends. I was
You're
just
looking back
doing
at
it all. Like,
it like,
yeah. So, but then I just ended up wearing what I really liked, and that's kind of how I built my style. I got a lot of inspiration too on Pinterest, Instagram, you know, even like fashion moguls like at the time. But yeah, I use a lot of inspo on the internet.
Fire. I love that. Okay. I know styling yourself and then styling other people, though, you kind of have to have different lenses. 100%. So how do you go about wearing those different hats?
So I kind of like study how they already dress, like what they like, what brands they're into prior to styling them. And even like it depends on like the project that it is, you know, and I'm just going to try to match my vision to like their actual style. So it aligns. And then I just go this direction. Yeah.
That's tough.
Like, for example, the last person that I styled, so that was SARS, who did Mona Lisa with CB for the Grammys. And this, I got inspired by a lot of Virgil, you know, last shows before he passed. So I just studied those shows a lot, and I just wanted to put him in LV. So I did put him in, like, full LV, spring, summer 24. Amazing. He looked so good. Like, and also because, you know, this trend came up with, like, the mob wives, like, kind of, like, you know, big fur coats and, like, black attire and stuff. So I was also inspired by that to put him in like a full black suit with a big fur coat.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's super dope. I love that. This is my first time actually interviewing a stylist, so I feel like these are just my genuine questions as to how like all of this works. But being that you just moved out here by yourself, no family, no ties. Talk about just that adjustment, because Parisian culture versus American culture is two very different cultures.
Totally different, literally. Okay, so it was hard to make friends, and it's still hard to make friends, and I keep my circle very, very small. But I'm glad that I have my cousin with me in LA that just moved here. So she kind of like really holds it down for me, and she's the one that I really talk to about everything. And then, you know, obviously you have certain friends for certain things. Like, I just learned those boundaries. Because I'm really, like, a giving person, so I would just, like, you know, I would tell my whole life, like, first day I meet you, I used to be like that, and then I just learned, like, the hard way that it doesn't work like that out here. Like,
man,
you gotta be really careful about, like, what you say and who you're with and who you're around and stuff. So I just started to move differently and kind of learn from my mistakes.
Yeah.
And now I just keep my circle very small.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
No, I know what I mean.
Like, I wish it wasn't like that, but...
I think when I first moved out here, I was kind of similar where, like, I thought I was, like, creating a family. So I'm, like, so transparent and, like, hey.
Exactly.
Just that and third. Yes. And then you're, like.
Where'd you move from?
Maryland.
Mm.
Yeah. Not too far.
Baltimore?
Outside of it. Yeah. But, like, and then you realize quick, like, oh, wait, you're using
it's
that against
not like
me.
That. Like, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, every time.
Fucking people,
And the
man.
Patterns keeps, like, repeating. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you think that that person is different, but then it ends up just being just like the other. So it's, like.
And it sucks, though, because you think, like, oh, we work in the same environment and, like, we kind of are doing similar things that you would get it. But, yeah, no.
It's really not like that.
But at least you learn, you know.
For sure.
And you're not. Yeah.
But it's also, like, I'm young, so I feel like I had to learn, like, the hard way. I'm really stubborn, like, but I feel like I had to learn the hard way. So it's kind of, it gave me a lesson anyways.
Yeah.
It's good.
Do you feel like, is that how you learn most things, is the hard way?
For sure.
Yeah.
I had to go through it. I have to go through it every time, like, you know.
What's your sign?
A Virgo.
Virgo. Oh, my God.
What's your sign?
I hate Virgo men, but I like Virgo women. Beyonce is a Virgo.
You know, I hate Virgo men, too. Actually, I do. But I don't know nothing about signs, but Virgo men, like, is a no.
They're...
I'm sorry.
I mean, I feel like you should be able to understand them because y'all the same sign.
They stand on business too much.
Too
much. Like, let it go.
And they're, like, crazy, control freaks, things gotta be perfect, that. Do you think, are you like that with
for
your
sure.
work too?
I for sure am like this, yes.
That's why it's not gonna work, nigga, because my way is the way.
Exactly, like we both was just like, you know, too much against each other, like it doesn't work.
So within the past 2 years, you've already accomplished a lot and worked with, you know, some major artists. And you know, it's funny because coming from Paris and you work with a lot of Afrobeat artists, you know, you still have to tap into like more of like the hip-hop scene and even the country scene or whatever.
Yeah.
As you continue to grow, do you have like certain demos that you're trying to hit?
So I feel like, okay, so I just started to tap in like Afro artists and I love it so much because, you know, I'm also African, so it kind of like connects like full circle moment. Love it. But I definitely want to tap in more like into the sports. So that's my next project though.
Sports.
I already have something like aligned for that, but NBA for sure.
Fire.
I don't want to tap into that yet, so. find me an All-Star
Weekend. Please, because some of them are very fly, but some of them are very not, you know?
Exactly. That's right.
Everybody has their strengths. Yeah. But I will say, I think it's fun with that Afrobeat artist because they do a lot of colors. Like, they do a lot of things that I feel like us probably aren't going to tap into. Like, they're not afraid to
They kind of care less about, like, having just full designers, and they more into, like, the actual art behind fashion. So that's what I love. Yeah. They trust the vision, I feel like, more.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Asake had some type of wild pants on. I'm not saying it's responsible for you, but the internet was, well, some people were flaming him, and some people were like, nah, this is mad flashy. I think it was on Afro Today, and I was like, actually, I fuck with this.
I fuck with it. Actually, yeah. Asake has his own style. Like, he already knows how to dress himself. Like, he don't even need a stylist for real, but yeah, he has a good sense of fashion already. For
I love
sure.
that.
Yeah. He knows what he wants to, so that's really good.
Thanks. So this is fun. You've only been here 2 years. You've already accomplished so much. I know you said you wanted to tap into sports, but I guess, like, long goal, do you plan on leaving America, going somewhere else and taking over? Like, how do you see yourself continuing to evolve?
I definitely want to, like, expand more, like, in Asia and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of work with Asian artists, like, especially Korean, like, rappers and stuff like this. And
do you listen to K-pop?
Not really.
No.
But I've been to Korea like a year ago, and just the culture, like, it amazed me. I really loved it so much. And I was like, you know, why not building out there? Because I went there to work with fashion designers already with Puma. And I feel like it would be like a good, you know, next step. And but I would love to move to Dubai, though. Like,
yes.
For real.
Yes.
Ooh, that's because I'm Muslim, and I feel like it would be just the perfect, like, space for me in my 30s eventually, you know?
Yeah.
Love it.
In your 30s, you got time before
I know. I'm thinking ahead, though. You know, you said long ago, so I'm, like, thinking ahead for sure.
All right, okay. No, I think Dubai would definitely be dope, especially since they're still kind of, like, in the making type vibe.
Riyadh and Dubai are really, like, going up right now.
Yeah.
They have a lot of events and stuff.
So do you feel like you're being drawn to these different places based off the fashion, or is it based on, like, other things? Because it seems like you're just a fan of the culture in general.
Yeah. I really love the culture. I'm not really, like, dragged by anything, like, in fashion or stuff.
All right, let's play a game. This is called Questions That Need Answers. If you know, you know. All you gotta do is fill in the blank. It's simple. All right.
I'm so bad at this, but let's do it.
No. Oh, that's what I was gonna ask you. So, when you did move here, what would you say are some of, like, the huge cultural differences that you had to adapt to? Because I studied abroad in college, and in each country I went to, I was always like, oh, shit, you guys don't do this? Or, oh, like, Italian dressing isn't in Italy? Like, this is some American, you know what I mean? So, like, what was that for you when you got here?
The stuff that kind of shocked me?
Mm-hmm.
The sizes, like, the portions, like, y'all eat so much, like, compared to overseas, like, why is the McDonald's cup, like, that big, you know what I mean? Like, everything is just so big.
It's
what
funny
else?
You say that, because I was starving when I got to Paris.
Oh, my gosh.
Starving.
The portions are so much smaller.
So small.
So much smaller. Also, how, like, comfortable people are with you, like, so fast, like, they just feel... They just kind of skip, like, the steps of, like, friendship, you know, here.
I think that's, like, L.A. That's L.A.
Yeah, that's maybe that's, L.A. That's for sure. That's L.A. Like, New York people are more real, I feel like.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like, more similar to Paris people. Mm. But I fuck with New York for that. What else? In Paris, they also, like, very much more rude than in L.A. But, again, it's, like, an L.A. thing, because in New York, they kind of, like... rude too and more negative but yeah, that's kind of the stuff that kind of shocked me and how, like, I feel like it's like there's less respect and less, like, than in Paris for, like, older people. If that makes sense, like, yeah,
or anything, like, be going over here.
Yeah
that's
exactly
true. That is true,
like, less polite,
yeah,
less manners, I feel like.
Yeah, that's a good point. it's bad. I don't know what to blame for that. But, all right, back to the game.
Okay.
So, the first question is, the older I get, the less I blink.
The less I go out.
Less you go out.
Mm.
What? That is a lie.
Yes, that's true, actually. Because when I got here, I was, like, outside. Like, literally, like, outside every time.
That's because you had to be. You trying to build
your network. But in LA now, I don't even go out no more. I just be so comfortable in my house. I don't even want to leave for real.
By the way, I seen your house. It looks very nice.
Thank
I wouldn't
you
leave
so
your house.
Much. I'm so happy, bitch. You come to LA. No, it's for real. I'm so happy. That was one of my accomplishments for 2023. I'm really glad. Yeah.
I like how goal-oriented you are.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I have to, like, look. It's on my background.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is on your 2024?
So it was the Rock Nation brunch. Didn't go. Oh. Doing more podcasts. Going to Japan.
It. They canceled it.
So. Canceled it. Yeah. Doing more podcasts. Forbes 30 Under 30. The Grammys, which is done. More fashion shows. Yeah, panel talks too.
Do you see yourself doing like a fashion podcast or something of that
sort? I was thinking about it, but you know, I feel like it's kind of like saturated for now. There's a lot of people that have podcasts that are not really like entitled to like actually talk about things.
That's what I was gonna say.
And it just gives so much information to people, like, and it's, you know, you don't never know who watch your podcast. So I just don't want to like give informations when I'm not really entitled. Like, why would I talk about a relationship when I don't have, like, an actual successful, like, marriage or something.
But you know, you don't have to do, like, bullshit conversation. Like, you could do your shit on actual fashion. Like, you know shit. You know about fashion shows, trends, what's dropping. Mm-hmm. Like, you just sharing weekly, you know, oh, these are fly. Or right. Just how you do that, I think people would. I would true. Watch.
Yeah.
I would watch.
That's true. That's true.
Never but mind. If you talk about gossip, yeah, I probably
yeah, get that shit anywhere. Yeah, it's kind of like, don't like that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm a little embarrassed by the fact that I know so little about blank.
About like hip-hop history. I feel like I need to tap in more into that because there's a lot of stuff that I don't know being a foreigner.
Yeah.
You know, and about, like about American like hip-hop culture, so I need to tap in more into that.
Do you listen to hip-hop?
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen when you were in Paris too?
Just like classics, like R&B, you know, back in the days, but I don't actually know about like a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like when I came here, like in LA for the first time, like people was like, girl, like you're so green, like you don't know like about this and that. I'm like, no, like, you know, like, because we just don't know all the, like, gossips and stuff overseas, you know?
It's funny how things transfer over. I mean, you really don't need to know it, but it would be nice.
Yeah. It just helps about, like, how to move around certain people. You know?
Yeah.
How to, like, navigate through things.
That's true, actually. Yes. Sometimes I look back at my life and blank.
Back at my life and cry. Because I was, like, so... I was like, it was really hard for me to like get where I want to get, and it was just like a lot of extra work because of like sometimes, you know, I would fall out with somebody and it was just like kind of affect my career. Mm. And it just was this for a long time, but like now that I see that I have like really like good mentors around me and really good people and really good projects, I'm just so happy. Like that's not like sad tears, but I'm just like, I'm so happy, so grateful. So yeah,
you got through the madness.
Exactly.
Yeah. From time to time, it's good to do blank.
From time to time, it's good to do... I could say dance, because I do a lot of hip-hop dance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You be dancing?
Yeah, I be dancing.
No way!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What? How come you don't post no videos?
I know. Yeah, I've been dancing. I've been dancing for a minute, actually. Wow. I was dancing back in Paris. I was doing, like, ballet when I was younger, and I started, like, into hip-hop.
Do you see yourself tapping into that at some point, like, more?
No. No, not really, yeah. But I started boxing recently, and I love it so much. This, I could see myself, like, pushing more to that.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
What?
I love it.
That's kickboxing or boxing?
Like, boxing, like.
What?
Like, English boxing.
That's fire.
Yeah, I was doing, like, Muay Thai back in Paris, and then since I got here, I kind of start doing, like, real, like, boxing, English boxing, and it's just so good. It feels amazing. That's... It's a lot of technique, too, so.
Oh, I love that. Okay. I made a complete fool of myself when I blinked.
When I fell fucking 2 days ago at this club, like that was Stafford Room, bro. And you know, they have like stairs,
yes,
like that are hella like vertical. And I was coming down and I fell like the whole entire like stairs.
No, not stairs.
And I was like, I'm not waking up. Like I'm staying on the floor. I'm like, somebody come get me. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not standing up. Like, no.
Stafford Room is a vibe.
Yes.
That's it's not a the vibe. Place to fall, though.
It's kind of ghetto, but it's a vibe. Love it. Here and there.
Yeah. Okay. My personality trait is blank.
My personality trait is controlling, workaholic.
Such a Virgo.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the most Virgo answer ever.
I really am, though. It's like I have to just, like, control everything, like, around me. That's, like, bad but good at the same time, but it kind of... Yeah, it takes a lot of room sometimes in spaces, you know?
I get it.
So I have to, like...
Ah, but that's what makes you you.
Exactly. Yeah. It has to, like, just go my way. If it's not my way, I just don't want to hear it.
You're a real artist. That's, you know that's what I mean? Real like, artist. stuff.
Yeah.
I would say, because you mentioned how, like, you have good mentors around you. Who are some of your mentors who have been, like, helping you in this journey?
Lenny S. Love him. He's been really, like, putting me into, like, amazing rooms since I know him, like, 2 years ago.
Fire.
I have Brooke. She's, like, director of A&R. She's amazing, too. I have a lot of A&R, like, mentors.
A&R mentors?
Yeah, that kind of, like, helped me, like, connecting me with artists and stuff. Nice. Like, putting me into rooms, inviting me to events and stuff. Alexa, that is Asheke's manager and also mine. She's amazing, holding it down every time. She kind of has this big sister role at the same time. So, now, yeah, I have really, really good mentors. Like, yeah, love them.
I love it. So, two women and one guy mentor.
Yeah, actually, I have others also, but those are, like, the main that I always, like, refer to when I need something.
That's super dope.
Yeah.
How is it? Because I feel like, you know, the people that you name, again, work with huge people, especially in this culture. Why do you think they took to you? Because they don't really take to everybody.
I feel like I was just really myself when I met them, and they kind of, like, seen, my English is kind of broken, okay? Be nice. They kind of, like, seen how I was, like, motivated, like, moving from overseas by myself at 21. Like, they was like, yeah, like, she must be really hungry. And they kind of, like, helped me connecting some dots, putting me into rooms, connecting me to certain peoples and stuff. So that was very, like, helpful and valuable. Like, I'm so grateful for those people.
That's dope.
Yeah. It's really important to have good mentors, I feel like.
Oh, my God. 100%.
Yeah, it's very important.
Especially as an implant. You know, I'm an implant, for sure. So I get it. Yeah. But that shit is hard.
It is really hard.
Would you say, you said Lenny and the girls.
Yeah, I also had, like, Nima, which is the founder of Empire. Mm. So I met him, Larry June, when I was back in Paris. And they always just helped me, you know, like, with my visa also, like, that's writing me recommendation letters, like,
wow,
they're amazing. Yeah, amazing.
Oh, that's what I was gonna ask, because you just brought up your English.
Yes.
How long did it take you to learn English?
My stepbrother is Slovakian.
Okay.
From, like, East Europe. So he don't speak English. So since I'm young, I kind of always, like, spoke English with him.
Mm.
And then it was just a lot of movies. And I pick up a lot on, like, languages and stuff, like slang. I can, like, really memorize it, because I'm very much of a... what's it called?
Verbal
person, yeah. So it's like I pick up very fast on, like, languages and stuff. I learned a lot of... I speak, like, 4-5 languages.
What?
So it's, like, very fast for me to, like...
What do you speak?
I speak Arabic. I speak Spanish, French, well, English, and then a little bit of Korean.
Wow.
I understand more than I speak, though, for Korean.
That's so good.
Yeah. Love it.
Damn, you are killing it.
Love it. Thank you.
Oh, my God. No, I love it. I love everything that you're doing out here.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to see you continue to flourish.
Thank you so much. I'm happy that I got here in this podcast. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course.
Love what you do, too.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we're going to work together soon again.
That's a fact.
For sure.
Shout out to your gram. Let everybody know
where
they can follow you.
Thank you, Nyla.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. Say your gram. Let everybody know where they can follow.
Oh, Leecyaa. LeecyaA. Add me on Instagram.
Yes, definitely. Tap in. Talk soon, guys.